here's a story from The World.
The nationwide outrage over the death of George Floyd has prompted demand for widespread police reform, but that's not the only demand.
We have got to have reconciliation. This country has not reconciled its differences with us.
That's Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas speaking at George Floyd's funeral in Houston earlier this week. We wanted to hear what another country's path toward reconciliation looked like. 20 years ago in South Africa, the end of apartheid was marked by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It gave thousands of people a chance to tell the stories of how apartheid played out in their lives. Stan Hakeman is the executive director of the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation in Cape Town. Thank you for being with us. So coming out of apartheid in the early 1990s, there were so many raw emotions after years of oppression. There was a specter of South Africa falling apart, even a race war. How did South Africa even get people to agree that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was the right way to go? How'd you get people, black, white, colored, different social classes, to buy into this?
I think the first thing to say is that there was the Mandela factor, and Mandela proved to be the one person that every South African, irrespective of their background, was able to identify with. The second thing is to understand that the majority of South Africans are not white. And so you can imagine the idea of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission was very appealing to them, because there was so much suffering, and people just saw this as an opportunity to expose what has been happening, but also to close a chapter, a painful chapter of our history. Having said that, the buy-in from the white community was not as enthusiastic. In fact, there were a number of white people who saw this as a witch hunt.
Mm. And so how did you approach that imbalance, and did you eventually get more buy-in from the white population of South Africa?
You know, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is an outflow of an act of parliament to promote national reconciliation. White people generally, even though their political parties agreed to it, were still skeptical. But as the commission progressed, the fact that it was transparent, it was on television screen on a daily basis, I think that kind of helped make people understand that this is a genuine attempt to try and understand what happened.
And what were the stated objectives of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission once it started?
The process was quite organized. There were three aspects to the commission. The one committee was the committee that investigated gross human rights violations. And the emphasis was on gross human rights violations, because you can imagine every disadvantaged South African, you know, had their human rights violated. Then there was a second committee that looked at the issue of amnesty. Now, that was always going to be a thorny one. And then the third committee had to look at reparations.
My sense is that the whole process was very highly charged and was very emotional for a lot of people, almost like a confessional of sins and victimization. Was there a prosecutorial aspect to any of this?
The only committee that kind of acted like a court was the amnesty committee. And what was really interesting was the fact that people who applied for amnesty did not have to do a public apology. Mm. Now, imagine that angered a number of people, but the idea was really to get people to come and tell their side of the story. More than 7,000 people applied for amnesty, but only 1,700 odd received amnesty. Now, this is where your question comes in about prosecutions. And this is one area where I think that many South Africans would say we have been failed, because the prosecuting agencies did not follow through on the thousands of people who did not qualify for amnesty.
The world looks at South Africa today and apartheid they see is over. But now there's a profound class difference in South Africa that isn't all about race. When you look at that reality, do you think it's a failure of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission?
It is a bit unfair to blame the TRC for the problems of our country. And I think the first thing we need to say about the TRC is that it was not going to be the silver bullet that's going to solve the problem and that's going to reconcile the country. It was the beginning of a process. And if you listen to people like Archbishop Desmond Tutu and others, that's exactly how they understood it. Sadly, the rest of the country didn't necessarily understand it in the same way. If we look at the young people today, especially black young people who are still experiencing the struggles of poverty, unemployment, exclusion that their parents went through, they are extremely critical of the TRC. In fact, they call the TRC a whitewash of white atrocities.
I'm curious to know, Mr. Henkemann, as you look at what's going on here in the U.S., what would you say America has to reckon here? And what can Americans learn from South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission?
You know, if you want to change, you know, it has to start with an acknowledgement. And I think that that's probably where America has to start. Acknowledge the pain, how that pain gets transmitted generationally. And what happened to somebody in the 60s or even earlier affects young people today. And once that acknowledgement happens, then there should be a conversation. I'm not sure whether the U.S. is ready for that conversation, because in South Africa, we have a black majority government, so there is a level of openness. Now, whether they listen to us is another story, but at least there's a willingness to have the conversation. I'm not sure how successful that will be in the States, because you can bring all the changes that you want, but if there's no shift in attitude, in worldview that we hold about other people, in people's place in society, if that doesn't shift, you know, you can make all these cosmetic changes, you will just have a perpetuation of the status quo.
Stan Henkemann is the executive director of the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation in Cape Town. Thank you very much for speaking with us and giving us something to think about.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
From PRX.